Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. Well, I'm here today with Brad Montgomery. Brad's a funny motivational speaker, but he's more than a funny motivational speaker. He's a best friend. He's a magician. He's just an all-around kind of great guy. You'll find him before he even introduce him at www.bradmontgomery.com. And I've asked him to be a part of this because I want to know a little bit about incorporating humor in teaching. So, hello, Brad.
Yo. Hey, good afternoon, Steve.
It sounds like you're really far.
This is pretty fun.
It is fun. It sounds like you're far away, so you have to tell everybody how I caught you and where you are right now.
Well, I'm in an airport. I'm in beautiful Salt Lake City. I'm laying over to go to Sun Valley, Idaho, on the way to a show tonight.
You get the good gigs, don't you? So if somebody calls you for being on the airplane here fairly soon, we'll know that we have to finish up this podcast, correct?
Right, and I need to tell you who I'm working for because it's funny. I'm working for the potato chip guys. It's the Idaho Potato Shipper and Growers Association. So these guys get together and whine about potato prices, and I'm going to go make them laugh.
And so, that's a great piece to ask you. How do you make potato growers laugh, and how do you use humor to help them? Because I think that it's hard to use humor in almost any job, but maybe that's not true. How are you going to do it tonight?
Oh, you know, the funny thing about tonight is that I understand these guys are sort of a mix between good old boys, some sort of older farmer types, sort of salt of the earth, just good people. And then there's the newer generation of so maybe 30-year-olds with kids and have embraced technology and are sort of the newer level farmers. So it's a super diverse group. So my plan is really just to go in there with stuff that I know is funny generally, as opposed to stuff. I'm not going to try that hard tonight anyway, to be specifically funny to them, because although we can do some jokes about potatoes, mostly I think we're just going to do jokes that are, you know, about universal truths that we all live through, and, you know, we're all afraid of the same things, and just jokes for fun. So you're right, I think you're onto something clever, which is sometimes humor should be really specific and targeted to who you're talking to. But tonight, because I think this group, in spite of the fact that they're all passionate about potatoes, which I swear is a sentence I've never said before, tonight I think we're not, even though they have that one thing in common, I think they're still diverse enough that we're just going to go for kind of a general feel. Is that what you're asking?
No, absolutely. And I would think if our listeners are teachers, for example, and they're saying, if we got to be funny in front of potato growers, I guess there's a piece that's there that says that if you laugh, there's little neurons that open up and little synaptic connections that open up. And the end result is that you learn better. At least you create this experience. Tell me a little bit about using humor, maybe the science of using humor and why you're able to create these kinds of experiences.
Yeah, I think it's something kind of cool because in my limited experience of studying humor, it seems like there's two camps. There's the people who study humor technique. These are the people who are funny in front of groups professionally. But then there's this whole and bizarre and really funny group who study the science of humor. And you touched on that. This is the people who studied what humor does to our bodies, applied humor. What is that? What is the science of laughter? And it cracks me up, but because they have very long and detailed analysis of all those things you mentioned, how laughter and smiling and humor does seem to make measurable physical changes in our bodies, and they're all good. And there's a ton of reasons and basically a ton of hard science supporting this very sort of nebulous thing. But I think at the heart of it, we all know that humor just feels good. And when you're laughing, it just feels good. So in some ways, I think those scientists, as interesting as they are, just need to sit down and laugh. Because I think we all agree, and especially people in front of groups who are in front of groups every day, and that's the teachers you mentioned, know that you got to laugh. I think teachers need to laugh for two reasons. They need to laugh to keep sane, because I can't imagine any job that's harder than being a teacher. But then also, I think that the teachers who have experienced what it's like to get their students laughing know how powerful that is. And not only do they create some incredible memories and that experience that you're talking about, but it makes your students want to come back for more learning and more learning. If every trip to that one classroom is a really fun experience, they want more. So yeah, humor is absolutely crucial, and I think maybe especially for teachers.
Go ahead, please.
I was just thinking that I think you misheard me, but I'm telling you, humor is vital, especially for teachers.
Well, I think what I'm going to ask you to do is, in a future podcast, I'm going to ask you to kind of help us with some tips and some suggestions for ways, maybe as a homework assignment for you, for teachers to be able to use humor in their classroom. Because I'll tell you what, when you're on stage, you are knocked dead funny. You fall over, and at the same time, I've got a message that's coming through. So what you do is very similar to, I think, what we would do in the teaching profession, is that we're trying to convey some really important information. But goodness, if you're laughing at the same time, that's great. And I just heard that. That's the call for your airplane. So you run right now and grab that airplane. Thanks, Brad.
Okay,
we'll talk to you very soon. I promise. And people,
hey,
keep listening. People keep listening. I'll do another session with Brad here, and we'll get some great tips to be able to do this. Thanks, Brad.
We'll see if we can't give you some specific ideas to use humor in the classroom.
Thank you. Go catch
Thanks.
Your plane.
Bye-bye.
Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting stevespanglerscience.com, or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at stevespangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.